like it's one-on-one, basically from the two-yard line on in, you just were determined to get in the end zone.
Yeah, I think, you know, in that situation, just try to fight for every inch, and obviously you knew the situation. You knew we had to get a touchdown in order to win, and great drive by Marcus. Delaney had a couple of catches, Dak as well. So I think, you know, offensively we didn't play as well, you know, but I think leading up to that point, but that last drive, you know, I think we all came together, kept our composure, and finished.
Mike, said you were the third read on the play. What were the emotions like as you were kind of waiting for him to get to you?
You know, obviously I knew the situation. I knew, you know, I was kind of the outlet, you know, if things weren't open and on the back end. So I just kind of, you know, make sure I didn't get too close to the sideline and left myself enough space to operate a little bit, and you know, Marcus found me and was able to, you know, punch it in.
DeMarco, what kind of goes through your mind? Sorry, I didn't hit the beginning. What goes through your mind when you catch it? You got a lot of traffic between yourself and the goal line. Was it a, hey, I got to get in here?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like I said, knowing the situation, needing a touchdown to win the game, obviously three, we don't want to go to overtime. So for us, you know, we didn't play up to par as an offense, but I think on that last drive, we all kind of kept our composure, stayed the course, and we made plays when we needed the best.
When Marcus comes into the huddle and says, let's go win this thing, let's not get overtime, what does that do for you guys?
Just confidence. I think everybody, you know, no one wanted to go to overtime. You know, obviously we shouldn't have been in that situation. And defense played a tremendous game, you know, holding them for, you know, four quarters. We just weren't clicking at times. And like I say, you know, I mean, when you need to play the most, you know, I think that's what counted best for our offense.
Down three late, how much belief do you guys have in number eight?
A lot. You know, Marcus is a tremendous player, tremendous person, and great work ethic, a guy who makes a lot of great plays for us, you know, whether it's with his feet or his arms. So I think we all had confidence in him.
I know you're not playing for stats. If you get three touchdowns, you hit the game winner. How satisfying is that?
It's huge. I think just to, you know, get that sixth win for us and kind of, you know, keep the pace going. It was a hard-fought game, but, you know, I obviously don't pay too much attention to stats, but just more so in the win column.
A lot of guys had carries today. How does versatility in the running game help?
That's good. You know, I mean, having a Dory back there, I think, sparks us a little bit, giving them some type of confusion. And there's a couple big plays that, you know, when he did come in the game, it sparked us up a little bit. So I think it's just giving us, you know, different looks, giving the defense something to work on. And whenever you get a player like Adore in space, I mean, he's dangerous.
Marcus, I don't know if you've been asked, but on the touchdown, how conscious were you of trying to keep those knees, you know, up as you?
I was just trying to finish. Obviously, you knew there, I think it was about 40 seconds left, so we knew, you know, I just needed to get in the end zone, and didn't want to get tackled in bounds. Obviously, I don't think we had timeouts at that situation, so just wanted to, you know, reach out and was able to get the ball across the byline.
How representative is that last drive, DeMarco, kind of you guys' season, not only, you know, finding a way to get the job done, but also just physical? I mean, those guys got banged up on that last drive alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all grit, no mental toughness by, you know, us as an offense, us as a team. And I think if we can continue just to take it one play at a time, and it's not going to be perfect, and by no means that we play that perfect, you know, today. But, you know, I think that last drive, you know, we made some great plays, and I think it was a pretty perfect drive for us on that standpoint. But we just got to continue to just, you know, play hard and just have confidence in ourselves and other people.
What was the key to that first drive, and how do you guys look more like that? That felt like what you guys kind of anticipated in the offseason.
I just think it's all guys been on the same page. Now, obviously, we've had a couple, you know, guys shuffling in and out of the starting lineup. We just got to play better. We got to, you know, start fast. We started fast this game. I think we got to touchdown on the first drive, I believe. So we just got to continue to just take it one play at a time, and we can't get dull. We had a lot of dull drives going on. We had a, you know, missed guy here in the hole, sack here. So we can't have the negative plays and expect to be, you know, good in third and 15 and 16. You know, you just don't make those type of first downs in the NFL.
Did you find yourself having to settle guys down? And what was the frustration like? You guys had a drop touchdown. You had a fumble, went out of the end zone, Mr. Fielder, what was that like trying to battle through some of the adversity?
Honestly, it wasn't a lot of frustrations on the sideline. You know, I think guys took it upon themselves to kind of get themselves going. Nobody's arguing, nobody's, you know, taking shots at each other. I think, you know, it's the ebbs and flows of the game. Obviously, we, you know, you don't want those situations to occur, but they did. And I think it was some resiliency, you know, by the offense as a whole, just to continue to, you know, press forward. And, you know, when we need a touchdown, you know, we're able to get that last one.
Having won close games earlier this year in months, how does that help you in a close game? You know, give you the confidence that, hey, this is going to work out okay.
Yeah, I mean, we practice these situations, whether it be 4-minute, 2-minute, you know, situations, and we know how important they are and how vital they are, you know, throughout the course of the game. So I think right before the half, we went on a Texas run, you know, we were able to get 3 points, and then getting the ball in the second half was huge for us, you know, put points on board. So you never know when the opportunity is going to present. You just got to make sure you're ready at all times.
It's week 10. I know everybody's banged up, but, you know, veteran guys like yourself, Delanie Walker, you know, Morgan, you know, maybe not being able to practice for the full week, but you come out on Sundays and you guys ball out. What does that say? What kind of message does that send to the rest of the team, especially the younger guys?
I think it's all just want to. You know, it's all grit. You know, obviously we got a, you know, really successful, you know, training staff with Todd and the rest of those guys there. And this is part of the season where guys are a little, you know, bruised up and whatnot. But you know, the guys that you named, you know, we've been in this position before. So you just got to, you know, rub a little dirt on it, tape it up, and get ready to go and fight for your teammates. So try to get the win. So I think for us, it's just, you know, it's all about, you know, just effort and just wanting to get out there and help the team out.
Can you speak to maybe your quarterback's poise in situations like this? You've been around him and seen him do this before. What's he like in those game-winning drives?
He's just even keel. You know, no matter what the situation is, you know, no matter how, you know, the game is going offensively, you know, he has the same look on his face. He's going to try to, you know, score every drive. He's going to lead us, you know, the right way. And he's not a guy that, you know, gets down on himself or us as teammates. So I think for him to, you know, continue to, you know, fight through, you know, that I know he got to kind of got hit hard on the sideline. And but, you know, that's just the kind of guy he is. He's a quiet guy, but he's a guy who just literally just keeps up and keep going and leads by example.
Kind of chippy as you expected. There were some 15-yarders. There was a guy ejected. I mean,
you know, honestly, it wasn't. I think, you know, the referees were kind of, you know, controlling the game a little bit. And, you know, maybe I think one or two of those calls, you know, especially mine. I thought it was a little in between the whistles, but, you know, they called it, and you know, that's their job. But I think, you know, for the most part, everyone kept their composure and played well.
To challenge you, you guys play again in a couple of days, I mean, 4 or 5 days. What's the challenge like in your body ready and scrapping this one and getting ready for the next one?
Yeah, obviously you enjoy this one. You know, it's a quick turnaround, so we got a huge game Thursday night against, you know, the Steelers, and we got to quickly move on from this one and get our, you know, minds, you know, on the Steelers. It's going to be a great game and great, you know, matchup.